My name is Jenny. I'd just like to ask you a few questions about your involvement with OPIRG and specifically with the South African project too. Can you just tell me how you first got involved with OPIRG and how that got started?
Well, I came to the University of Guelph in, I suppose, about 1980 to do a master's degree. And I became involved with OPIRG through various forms of political action, centering around environmental and social and international issues. And OPIRG was at that point starting to revive the South African disinvestment campaign that had carried on through the late 70s. And I was asked, along with another person, Helen Yeomans, whether I would consider coordinating a campaign to raise awareness at the University of Guelph and within the community about the impact of investment on South Africa and about the way that Canadians were inadvertently supporting the apartheid governments that that had ruled South Africa for 30 years.
So what types of things were you involved with that person in terms of speaking with the community and the university about how to go about informing people?
My job mostly was organizing speakers from the African National Congress and the South African Congress of Trade Unions to come both to the campus at the University of Guelph and to the community to speak to trade unionists and to speak to church groups and community groups that were concerned with social justice issues. I remember, for example, organizing a one particular meeting with Joseph Saluje from the African National Congress, who came to Guelph and presented various points of view on the ANC and the different struggles that were going on in South Africa, and how Canadians could become involved through disinvestment, and how Canadians should feel comfortable that they were not hurting the people who were suffering from apartheid through disinvesting, but were actually helping them, because this would bring down the government more quickly than if Canadians just blithely went along assuming that that there was nothing that could be done. Another consciousness-raising activity that I took part in, which I was quite proud of, was one with a Willem Simons, who was a member of the Reform Church in South Africa, who was violently opposed to apartheid, and who could not, because he was white and he was Afrikaner, could not speak out against the government. It was a crime. But he had come to Canada, and we were very fortunate to have him in Guelph. And we would organize small activities such as potlucks. And Willem was not here very long, but he was here long enough, about 3 days, for us to organize a potluck and to have various church leaders and union leaders come and hear Willem, and for him to talk about the problems experienced by blacks and coloreds in South Africa, and how not all whites were racist, but how many whites were very concerned about what was going on there, and were concerned that the world should be aware that South Africa's government was, in the eyes of many whites, illegal and should be opposed at all costs. Interesting experience, because he could not say that, and if he did, he would be charged with treason and would be either banned from his own country or put in jail. And from what I understand, the jail situation in there was quite horrible.
So when you were going around to different groups and having those kind of social events where some different community members were invited, did you find it was difficult to get that message across about that disinvestment wasn't hurting those groups? Or?
It depends on the organization. The United Church was extremely supportive. The local labor council, and at that point, I believe it was the United Auto Workers, now the Canadian Auto Workers, were very concerned as well, because they saw a direct relationship between apartheid and low wages that were being paid, almost slave wages, to non-white workers in South Africa, and the impact that had on Canadian workers here. The United Church saw it as an issue of social justice. It was morally wrong, and it was something that that members of the United Church should oppose, because this was a racist regime, and it was a regime which, in the eyes of the United Church, was ungodly. I suppose that's the best way of putting it.
So what are some of your reflections with the work that you did at OPIRG at that time?
Well, as I said, I worked on the South Africa campaign. I worked on that for at least a year. After that, I worked on environmental issues and establishing something called the Guelph Environmental Council, which I was involved in establishing in terms of reference for an environmental council within Guelph that would hopefully, theoretically at least, have an input into the city government and the planning process, and would provide some knowledge, some background on how planning issues and how development issues could affect the local environment. I feel quite good about that, although it took a long time to come to fruition. The idea of the environmental council has gone through many different changes, and I suppose is metamorphosis into the Guelph Roundtable, and to ensuring that environmental issues are considered first and foremost, amongst other things, when planning and when development does occur. Could be better, I have to admit that, and there are still people who would say that it's better not to deal with the environment at all in Guelph, but I think that OPERG, through activities such as local environmental activism, through working, through developing the Speed River cleanup, through raising issues such as the need to recycle and the need to reduce our waste, has made Guelph a better community and perhaps one of the forefront communities in Canada, possibly in North America, when it comes to environmental issues and issues of garbage.
Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about in terms of the South African project with all the changes that have gone on?
Yes, I'd have to say that one of the happiest moments that I've ever experienced was when I was driving back from Vermont once, just visiting a friend there, and listening to CBC. And CBC interrupted its broadcast to announce that Nelson Mandela was about to speak on having been released from prison. And driving from Cornwall to Kingston, I felt that we had made a direct impact upon Nelson Mandela's future. And I can say that even if it's a small role that we played, we freed a person who was unjustly imprisoned and contributed to a better future for all South Africans in a long, hard-fought struggle that sometimes seemed like it would fail, but ultimately didn't because it was righteous.
So in terms of your own personal experience of being at the university, mm-hmm. doing your master's and that sort of thing, in terms of your learning about an issue, like if OPER hadn't existed, do you think you might not have taken to some of those issues as readily?
Personally, I would have taken to them in some other context. OPER provided, and I hope still provides, a culture for people who are concerned about the world around them, and education in the broader sense to develop their horizons. OPERG is a necessary part of campus life because it does focus students on the notion that education takes place outside of the classroom, and that quite often what goes on in the classrooms might be interfering with their real education. It's part of a very important social activist milieu, and while I might have found other ways of being involved and enriching my university activity without OPERG, it would not have been as easy, and it would have been a heck of a lot more easy for me to say, nothing to do, let's go for a beer.
Okay, I think that's about it, unless you wanted to talk a little bit more directly about what you're involved with the South African project or anything like that.
No, I think whatever I did isn't as important as perhaps the fact that many people were involved at many different times, and that my contributions were just as small or just as great as anyone else, and I'm just happy to have been part of something that made such a positive impact upon the world.
Okay, great, thanks.
Thanks very much.